me ask a question that may seem strange today. How many of you know the number of people who have ever died from a snake bite? Answer, please.
About two.
About two? Okay. That may ruin my speech, but... No, I'm kidding. How many of you care? That's the question. See, I didn't care until I realized that nobody has ever died from a snake bite. Nobody has ever died from a snake bite. It's the venom circulating throughout your body afterwards. That does you in. Ladies and gentlemen, today I want to talk to you about a time when I was once bitten. Tell you about a time when I was filled with venom, and then let you know how I rid myself of that venom and how you can too. Are you ready?
Oh yeah.
Good. It was March 4th, 1993. I remember this day for a number of reasons. Number one, because it was my last collegiate basketball game ever. Number two, because of my 22nd birthday. And number three, because what my ex-girlfriend did that night. Ooh. Emphasis on ex. Changed the course of my life forever. See, when I was gone that evening in North Carolina playing basketball, my ex-girlfriend was back in Maryland. And she somehow found a way to copy the key to my apartment. She slithered into my apartment. But she wasn't alone. No, she had another man with her. And she took this man into my apartment using my key. Then she took this man into my living room after going into my apartment after using my key. Then she took this man into my bedroom after going into my living room and my apartment after using my key. And I'm afraid to tell you where she took him then. But she wasn't faithful. When I got back in town, although I was young, when I heard about all this through the grapevine, I was angry. I was hurt. I had been bitten. You know what? It didn't kill me. Ladies and gentlemen, how many of you have been hurt by another person? Doesn't have to be in that same way. How many of you have ever been hurt? Your emotions were hurt. Put your hands up. I know you have. Good. I want you to repeat after me. I've been bitten, but it didn't kill me. Turn to somebody on your left and your right and say, I'm moving on. Well, it didn't kill me. But over the period of the next few months, the anger that I had for her, the hatred that I had for him, the venom that I had inside of me started to do me in. See, no longer was I just the victim. No longer was I just the one who had been bitten. I was now the one doing the biting. And I'm not talking about any Marv Albert or Mike Tyson type biting. They're not here, are they? I'm talking about the type of biting where you hurt people's feelings, where you're dishonest, where you're unfaithful. And that's exactly the kind of person I became. Until one night, with a book in my hand, I started to fall asleep, and I looked down, and there it was. It said, nobody's ever died from a snake bite. I said, what's this? It said, it's the venom, it's the venom, it's the venom that kills you. Then I know I was getting delirious, because I looked down at the book, and the book looked at me. And the book said, Craig, and I said, what? And the book said, there's only one way to get rid of that hatred. I said, uh-huh. It said, there's only one way to get rid of that poison. I said, uh-huh. It said, there's only one way to get rid of that venom. I said, uh-huh. It's forgiveness. Uh-uh. I'm not forgiving anybody. I don't know why I'm talking to a book in the first place. But he said, it's forgiveness. Now, I know what you're thinking. But I'm not talking about the type of forgiveness where you walk up to somebody and you say, you know what you did was wrong, but I forgive you. You go on your way and I go on mine. No, I'm not talking about that type of forgiveness. I'm talking about the type of forgiveness where you forgive somebody from your heart. I'm talking about the type of forgiveness where really that person doesn't even need to know that he or she is being forgiven. Why? Because you know as well as I do that just as a snake will bite you and crawl back in its hole, so will a friend hurt you and go right on with his or her life, leaving you there to be hurt over and over and over again until the hatred and the anger and the venom and the poison swell up inside of you so much that it chokes the very meaning out of your life. And not only your life, but the lives of others. But see, when you don't forgive, it affects everybody. It's contagious. Not just you. It affects your mother, your sister, your missus, your mister, your baby, your granny, your sitter, your nanny. They're all troubled and harassed by others who go past. From put downs to stick ups and gunshots that disrupt this place that we live in, this world we've been given, and you know what? We can't go on because we haven't forgiven. Ladies and gentlemen, all of this was rolling across the bottom of the screen of my mind, and I said to myself, I said, self? That's what I call me. Wait a minute, District 36, don't act like you don't talk to yourself. Come on, I know you talk to yourself. You don't want to admit it because you think you're crazy. But you know what? I've come to the realization that you're not crazy when you talk to yourself. You're not even crazy when you talk to yourself and you answer yourself. Zig Ziglar said the only time you're crazy is when you talk to yourself, then you answer yourself, then you go, huh? said to myself, I gotta forgive her. And I endeavored to do it. But you know what happens then? You start picturing it and you're like, no, 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 no! What she did was so wrong, it was so unjust, it was so untrue. She doesn't deserve my forgiveness. But then the book jumped back up in my arms and said, boy, you're not doing this for her. You're doing this for you. You're doing it for you. He was right. See, as Winston Churchill once said, you can't keep a man down without staying down with him. I had to let her go so I could be free. So somewhere in the innermost part of my being, I found a pool of forgiveness. And I dove in it, totally immersed. And when I came out, I realized I forgave her, I let her go, I set her free, and now I'm free. Now that I'm free, do we hang out together? Do we collaborate on projects? Do we have fun with each other? Absolutely not. Think I'm crazy? Susan Taylor, editor-in-chief of Essence Magazine, once said that just because you forgive somebody does not give them the right to have a front row seat in your life. No offense. But I no longer hated her. I no longer had any anger towards her. I no longer had any venom inside of me that I can infect the rest of the world with, because after all, I can't give the world something I don't have. I'm truthful. I'm honest. I'm faithful. I'm a little hot. I'm free. Y'all know I'm married. Not to her. And I couldn't be happier. But ladies and gentlemen, there are still too many of us out there who have not yet taken that first step towards forgiveness and really towards freedom. So I want you to ask yourself these questions, ladies and gentlemen. Ask yourself this. Is there anyone out there I have not yet let go? Is there anyone out there I have not yet forgiven? Is there anyone out there that I have not yet set free? And if the answer to any one of those questions is yes, then that person you haven't let go, that person you haven't forgiven, that person you haven't set free, it's you. It's you. So I want to leave you with this. Someone may come again and cause you much pain, but there's no reason for you to be hurt over and over again. Because in order for us to truly live, we must be willing to forgive. After all, nobody has ever died from a snake bite.